I'm Paul Wegraff, Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. Joining me by phone today from Selbyville, the Executive Director of the Freeman Stage, Patty Grimes. Welcome, Patty.
Well, it is great to be on the phone with you today, Paul. Thanks for having me.
I always love having you on the show to talk about the work that you're doing with the Freeman Stage and the work that Freeman Stage is doing in not only presenting the arts, but promoting the arts in Sussex County. Let's go back to the beginnings. I think you mentioned off air that you got started about 12 years ago. Is that right?
Yes, our first season was 2008. We were founded in 2007, and our first season was 12 years ago, 2008. It looked a little different, Paul, than what it did today. Today.
So what were the origins? What was the impetus?
The arts scene here in Selbyville with the Freeman Stage was really birthed out of tragedy. Josh Freeman, who was the president of the Carl Freeman Companies and the Carl Freeman Foundation, died tragically in a helicopter accident on December 14th, 2006. And Michelle Freeman, his widow, decided to honor and create a legacy for her husband based on things that he loved in life. And the arts were a part of that. And the community of Bayside in Selbyville, Delaware, had been planned and approved for an arts theater. And so she decided to start a public charity, the Joshua M. Freeman Foundation, to bring the arts and have that accessible for everyone and have the community participate as a nonprofit organization to bring arts in Southern Delaware. So that really was the impetus of the start of the Freeman Stage.
And you've been there since the beginning, correct?
I have been. I have grown up with the Freeman Stage.
So let's reminisce. Talk about that first season. What were you thinking, and what did that first season look like?
That's a great point, Paul, because I probably did look out and scratch my head and go, what were we thinking? And so we came on the scene quickly, and we were ready for Memorial Day of 2008, and we presented almost all of our shows were free that season, and we had, you know, children's programming, jazz, rock and roll, tributes bands, and really community theater. And we had almost 10,000 people come that first year. And Michelle Freeman, who was the founder, and I looked at, we had two staff folks, myself and one other person, and we said, wow, people are responding to this, and it's something we're going to continue. So we started building our board of directors and started building our program. And today, 12 years later, you know, we've served over 500,000 people here in Southern Delaware with the arts, and 100,000 of those are children and students.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many shows did you have that first season? Do you remember?
That first season, I think we had about 40-something, and included some film and the children's program. And, you know, we're up to 66 at the stage, and we do about another 80 performances with performances in the schools. So we've grown just a bit over the last 12 years.
And if I remember correctly, early on you were heavily concentrated in the summer season, but now you are really doing year-round programming. Is that correct?
That is correct. So we have been, you know, with the support of the community, and certainly thank you, Division of the Arts, we've been able to really run at the Freeman Stage from the end of May through mid-September. And then we're actually in the schools beginning mid-September through May. So we are now year-round. We just focus in different areas depending on the season.
Let's talk about your focus on the schools, because it really is an ambitious initiative to reach out to the schools of Sussex County, which not least of which has geographic challenges as spread out as the schools are. How did your education programming get started, and how has that grown over time?
So it got started, I would say, in 2010, after we saw the response from the community and our free programming. We, you know, spoke to educators, and they said, you know, we really are having cutbacks in the schools. We're not allowed, you know, we don't have funding for field trips. And so we started talking about from our mission, which is partnering to present memorable performances and inspired arts education for all of, like, that last piece of our mission. How could we put that into play in Sussex? And so we started meeting. There are 9 school districts in Sussex, so it is geographically challenging. And we started meeting with administrators and who were responsive to us working with them and putting together some programs. And so it started in 2010. And since then, we have developed a strategy where we will touch each student in Sussex County at least 4 times during their academic career. And on those 4 junctures, they will have the opportunity to experience different genres of arts. And so we have this plan that we've been able to implement, and we've been able to leverage artists with residencies going to either different schools or transporting students to participate so that we can bring high-quality artists in and leverage it amongst all of the students in Sussex at no cost to them. And certainly with our partnership with Delaware Division of the Arts and Department of Education and the schools, we have a pretty robust program that's supported through study guides and assessments so that we have this continuous feedback loop on how we can grow and enrich the program. And so we average between 18,000 and 20,000 students a year being able to participate in this arts education program.
Now, I know recently you had a production, I believe, of Charlotte's Web for school groups. Is that correct?
Yes.
So
yes.
Just quickly, what does a day in the life of the Freeman stage look like when you have school groups coming in for something like Charlotte's Web?
Well, let's start with a lot of yellow buses. So in 3 days, we had 6,300 children come to see Charlotte's Web, and there were 6 sessions of that. So simple math, there were over 1,000 students at each session. And, you know, for many children, it was the first time that they were ever able to see a live arts production. So we use a professional company out of New York. They're a touring group called Theater Works USA. Mm-hmm. And the children came in. It's Denise Allen, who's our arts and education coordinator, does a fantastic job logistically. We have volunteers and staff out there parking and greeting and ushering children in. And we had a dance contest one day with the children because there was a school that was running a little bit late. So imagine entertaining 1,100 children before mm-hmm. the show starts, and that was great news. And the children learn about arts and theater etiquette before the show, so they understand applause and quiet theater voices. And then, you know, they all read, either saw the movie or read Charlotte's Web in their classrooms as mm-hmm. well to support, you know, what each child in their own mind and vision could celebrate from seeing that theater production.
Mm-hmm. So the logistics of bringing in that many buses, getting them out for the next wave of buses must be quite phenomenal.
It is. And, you know, some schools, the children packed their lunch and they sat on the grass and had lunch either afterwards or before. So, you know, we're a flexible venue, and we work through specific school logistics. And, you know, when people, you have to think about lunch, you have to think about when school begins and when school ends, and mm-hmm. then you have to put in travel time. So it
right.
is, we welcome you to come in and be part of this. Maybe
yeah.
we'll put you out on traffic.
Well,
or parking.
I mean, it's great outreach that you have at the schools. I want to turn to your your regular programming. But let me first remind our listeners that you are tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Our guest joining us today by phone is Patty Grimes, the executive director of the Freeman Stage. And Patty, let's turn, before I forget, let's remind our listeners what your website is so they know where to find more information.
Yes, so freemanstage.org. So freemanstage.org will provide you with all the background that we've talked about so far, and more importantly, all of the performances that are available to the audience to attend at the Freeman Stage in Sullyville, Delaware.
Great. Now, before we turn to your current season, let's talk a little bit about the evolution of your programming. How has that changed over time? And then we can really delve into this summer's programming.
Yeah, so as I said, we really started, and to many instances, we're still a grassroots movement, but we started in 2008. We had just really local programming, and then in about 2010, we started thinking about bringing some national recording artists. And so we had two national recording artists in 2010, and we have built that program so that today, the core basis of the mission, where there is arts accessibility for everyone, continues at the Freeman Stage, with 40% of our programming is free. And then we have paid performances that complement that as well. Our genres remain diverse, which is a core tenet of the mission of the organization as well. But, you know, certainly there are more artists to see and more variety because we've expanded the season as well. This year we have a total of 66 performances.
Now, as we are recording this, your season has already begun, correct? But once
yes.
This airs, you will still have much of the summer season ahead of you.
Oh, yeah. So, again, freemanstage.org, if you're not familiar with our programs, or you haven't yet made a commitment to come to the Freeman Stage, this is my passionate plug to please come and join us. And if I may, Paul, you know, there are great folks to come and see. So July the 15th, you know, he's an institution in himself. Buddy Guy is going to be in the house. And so if blues are your thing, please come and join us on that Monday at 7 o'clock for Buddy Guy. We have a free children's program that is called Havana Hop, and that is going to really bring in multicultural programming and really geared to family and children. That is on July the 17th. One of our local collaborations with Clear Space Theater in Rehoboth will be here gracing our stage with a performance of Hello Dolly. We have tribute bands from Billy Joel on July 27th and Bob Seger on July 20th. And then, you know, we have St. Paul and the Broken Bones on July the 28th. Ben Folds and the Violent Femmes, which is a huge production on the 29th. And then, you know, we get into August, and we have Gavin DeGraw on August the 3rd and Kool and the Gang on August the 4th and Lyle Lovett on August the 6th. And then, you know, we have a great family show that's free called The Great Dubai on August the 8th. The Bronx Wonders are coming in from Vegas on August the 10th. Brian Setzer is going to be here with Rockabilly on August the 11th. If you're a country music fan, on August the 15th, Billy Currington will be in the house. And then, you know, if you love songs from the Woodstock generation, we have a great tribute band on August the 16th. And Jim Gaffigan is going to be here on August the 23rd with comedy. And Tito Puente Jr. Is going to be here with Latino music on August 17th. The First State Ballet, another gem of Delaware, is here on August 28th. Shakespeare on the 29th. And then we end the season with season fireworks, a finale with the Mid-Atlantic Symphony Orchestra on August 31st, and then we have Arts and Jazz Festival on September 14th. So I want to take a deep breath, but there's a lot and something for everyone, Paul, at the Freeman Stage.
I was going to say, it's incredibly ambitious programming. How does that all get put together, and how long does that take?
Well, it takes almost a full year, and, you know, we do a survey with our patrons at the end of the season, and we ask them, you know, not only how was your experience, what did you like, what can we improve on, what didn't you like, but tell us some artists that you'd like to see. Now, given that our maximum capacity is 2,800, there are some folks that are not going to make a stop at the Freeman Stage, but we've been able to grow our national recording artists, and we really take our cues from patrons to start making our list. And we are programming for 2020. We started those conversations, and we try to have the season released by March of the 2020 season. We'll have it released by March. So it is a labor of love and logistics and tenacity to get that done, and we couldn't do it without the patrons' feedback.
Well, let's tell us where your patrons come from.
So, you know, obviously we get a lot of Delawareans. One of the things about where we're situated, which is near the beach, we're 4 miles from Fenwick Island, we do get a lot of tourists, which helps with economic development. And through our ticket sales, we have 42 out of the 50 states have been to the Freeman Stage. But, you know, primarily that Mid-Atlantic corridor is where our folks visit us from.
So did you get people coming up from D.C. and that area?
Yes, we do. Virginia, D.C., Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Ohio. We've had someone from Alaska. I don't know. Someone always says, what are the 8 states that have not been here? I have to find that out, and we're going to have to find some friends and family to come and make it that we have perfect attendance in all states.
Make a few phone calls. Now,
exactly.
I'm curious. You mentioned, you know, the tourists. Do you find people coming to Delaware to visit the beaches? Do you ever get calls from people planning their vacations around programming that you're doing?
Amazingly so. You know, we have some folks who say we wait to make our plans once we get your season calendar and we know what you're having, then we'll make our plans for the season. So it's wonderful to know that the arts are now part of folks' family traditions when they come on vacation here on Delmarva.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the setting where you do your programming is lovely. Talk about how that space has evolved over time.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, we call it a little slice of heaven. It's a fairly small, rectangular shape. It's grass, so many nights people bring their own chair. Mm-hmm. Some nights we have fixed seating. Some nights we have standing room only. And from the evolvement, we have been able to grow our programming in the same space because we've been flexible. And our patrons have been tremendous to stay with us during this flexibility so that we can, you know, if we have a reggae band or a country band, it might be standing room only. If it is symphony, we're going to let you bring your own chair. If it is Jim Gaffigan, where we have fixed seating, you're going to buy a ticket with a specific seat. So we love the flexibility of our venue with not having fixed seating and bringing chairs in when necessary so that we can be adaptable and flexible to have as many programmatic choices as possible. But people love and we welcome the informality of, you know, this is a place that you can come, you know, and see some of the most famous artists that you can find, and like having this experience in your backyard wearing flip-flops and a T-shirt. And it's a wonderful experience. There is a water feature next to the Freeman Stage if you haven't been there. And the parking is free. Mm-hmm. And we really just want it to be a place that everyone feels welcome and can enjoy high-quality arts experiences.
Now, as an outdoor facility, do you have some kind of a food policy? Can people bring things in? Or how does – I know you have a food stand there with a nice assortment of food and drink.
Yes. So, you know, the world has changed since 9/11, and so we've had to tighten up our policies for the safety of everyone. So we don't allow folks to bring food in. They can bring a 20-ounce sealed water bottle, if mm-hmm. they will. But the wonderful thing about Choice is when you come to the Freeman Stage is we have food trucks at nighttime and,
right.
and we have a concession stand. So just as that there are choices in the arts that we present, there are also food choices based on the food trucks that come and then our great concession stand. And we use social media to let the patrons know what food trucks are going to be there that evening so they can plan accordingly.
Mm-hmm. A really wonderful venue for a summer evening of entertainment. We've got about a minute left, so I leave it to you to talk about any final highlights you'd like to mention.
I would say, you know, you are welcome to come to the Freeman Stage. Please know that we, with our partnership with Delaware Division of the Arts, are making an impact in our community and in the world, not only from better quality of life for residents and guests of Sussex County, the social impact of bringing community together, regardless of what we look like or where we live is very important to us. But we bring great economic value to the community. And we just finished a study with University of Delaware that we've commissioned. And what we've learned is that we have made a $58 million economic impact over the last 11 years. So we look forward to being a great partner to the state of Delaware and to Sussex County in the years to come. And we couldn't thank the public enough for supporting the arts in their backyard at the Freeman Stage. Please go online at freemanstage.org, buy tickets, come to a free show, tell your friends, and most importantly, support the arts anywhere where you live, work, and play.
Thanks so much, Patty Grimes, for joining us today.
My pleasure, Paul.